Jackie O show's going
down for it. Jackie O, oh, Jack's going to start filming the Masked Singer tomorrow. Hey, yep. Has anyone come up with the idea that the mask, all the actual characters should have giant surgical masks on them as well?
No, I don't think anyone's thought of that.
I know they are wearing a mask, but if they did a big surgical mask over the top, you know, to push the message and everything.
That's a good idea. I'll float it with Channel 10.
Are you wearing one on stage?
No, I don't think we'll be wearing masks as we speak. No.
No.
But I think we have to wear them in and around everything.
Right. Okay. Good. Yeah. What a nightmare. You're risking your life for this show. Is it worth it?
I'm putting it on the line for you.
I know it's like the biggest show in the country last year. It was a huge success. But is it worth your life?
Well, I tested negative to COVID, so I think I'm pretty okay for
now. You're good to go, everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the diary, guys. The best bits on and off the air for the week.
Roll it.
Hey! Diary. It's been a big week on the Kyle and Jackie O show. Kyle loves it when Ronan Keating zooms into the show.
You're a guy who doesn't age. So how do you do that?
Moisturiser.
Moisturiser. Well, this might be a surprise. I've been putting moisturiser on.
Oh, but you're supposed to put it on your face.
Yeah.
It ain't a secret. And only live prank call this week, the Locked Up Edition.
Hello?
Hello, this is an indirect call from the New South Wales Office of Public Mischief and Unlawful Possession. To accept this call from
Bella,
please say yes.
Yes.
Connecting now.
Mum, what's wrong? I've been picked up by the police and I just had to pee on the side of the road and, like, the police, like, picked me up.
Oh, my God. Are they going to charge you?
All I know is they said, like, I'm under arrest and then, like, I'm just here.
What's wrong with you? You haven't been brought up like that. Why did you do that?
I don't know. I was just peeing on the road.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting. You should have went behind a tree. Bitch. What's wrong with you?
Bella, I'm so upset. It's just a disgrace.
Mum, I'm hyperventilating.
Bella, shut up. Calm down.
Excuse me. It's Kyle and Jackie. I'm sorry to interrupt this beautiful family conversation. Only lying.
Shut up. Today's show host Carl and Ali were in studio. Before the chat started, I captured this little bit of gold off the air.
Have you two had a falling out?
Yeah.
Yes!
I can tell by Alison's face.
No,
there's
I'm
a problem.
Freaked out about this.
What?
Well, because I never know what you're going to say. Well,
you've
that's
got skeletons
point.
You're worried about skeletons coming out.
And I'm going to tongue the show everywhere.
And it seems that Jackie wasn't too into the convo.
Look how bored Jackie looks.
No, it's the Skype. I'm just listening. Sometimes it's good to listen and not talk over people.
I disagree.
So do I.
This is why you two get on.
We do get on.
And why Jackie and I drink.
Yeah.
I secretly listen to audio on and off the air. And I found this golden gem.
A cigarette. Huh? Tastes like cat piss. Like, I don't know what it is, whether...
Did a cat piss on them?
Cat piss in my mouth.
How does he even know what that tastes like?
You know, the smell of it, you can taste it.
Yeah. Where'd they come from?
Oh, I've had them before. I don't know what it is. Must be something weird.
Well, another one.
Because I opened the door.
Is there cat pissing outside?
There's a cat that comes into my courtyard.
Oh, it's pissing out there then.
Probably is, hey.
The name Karen's been thrown around a lot lately, and this week, Kyle had a bit of a revelation about it.
If my coffee served to me across from the person beside me instead of, you know, then coming around and serving me from the right side, you know.
Oh, my God, I know, I get it.
I get that.
You're the male version of a Karen.
Yeah.
That's why
Karen.
You're not seeing what Brooklyn and I are hearing here. No. Because everyone, you're like, yeah, that's fine.
Listen, I understand. I respect etiquette while serving. There's a right and a wrong way of doing things. Oh, my God, I am a Karen.
Hello.
We all know the Stage 5 clinger Jamie from Bachelor in Paradise.
Come on, man. Look how much you hurt me right now.
You can stay. It's your journey. You're doing this on your own. That's why you don't need me to hold your hand.
No, is this happening, bro?
It is, bro.
No, because I won't wake up and see you every morning.
He was unavailable to come on the show, so Kyle left him a beautiful message.
I'm sorry, bro. It's me again. I only came in here today because I was going to have a day off, but I only came in for you, bro. So, you don't understand what it's going to be like. It's just everyone else is teasing you here and they're
like, oh, he didn't read that cheek. The cheek wasn't read anymore. Is he so worried about Tim? But I get it, bro. I get it. Anyway, I'm just on my own now here. I feel like no one's supporting what I'm thinking. Anyway, I'm... I'll leave it with you. Hopefully you can bring me back. Okay, mate. I love you, mate. I like you or whatever. Hopefully you like me. But I don't know. I'm going to go. See you, mate. Okay, he's gone.
That was good. Do you know what else was going in my head?
What?
Is that he's going to have a lawsuit against Channel 10. And I feel like they'll play that message in court as an example of the ridicule that he's receiving.
Kyle will do anything for Jackie. I heard this off air.
Got a fake tan today.
Oh, yeah?
You don't like that?
Don't like doing a fake tan with a newbie.
Oh, because they get to see your nude body.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, fuck you. I should have forgiven you a fake tan before you went down.
I had a fake tan before I went down. It's already worn off.
But, like, would you rather a new person that you don't know or me do the fake tan for you? Somebody who's known
you. A new person.
Are you
Yeah, it's worse in front of someone you know. Even worse.
But every time you'd have a different person rather than me ever do it, ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to go for Siggy.
If Kyle and Jackie O ever retired, it would be the end of my world.
No one else would be able to do what I did. No one.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like,
Kyle.
If I
don't
left
think they would.
Today, right?
Yeah.
What would you do? If I said, you know what, screw this joint, screw you, screw Brooklyn, I'm out of here, and retired from radio, like, what would you do?
Wow.
You got
an
idea? You got a plan?
I'd retire with you.
As well.
You'd leave
I'd
as well?
Yeah, I'd leave as well.
Are
yeah.
you kidding?
No, I probably would, Kyle.
You wouldn't soldier on with someone new?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
The thought of it just kills you, doesn't it?
It makes me exhausted just thinking of a new person filling in for you. No.
But not filling in, like actually replacing.
Yeah, no.
So tell me.
I wouldn't want that, so...
I've got my list of replacements in the bin now. I'd retire as well.
The one that could break my heart.
On that note, it's been a big week on the Kyle and Jackie O Show. Signed, Intern B.
You've been great.
Thank you so much.
Kyle and Jackie O.